ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमा देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नास्तप्रयेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्द गोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 18. Chapter is entitled Diti Vows to Kill King Indra. Today we're reading text 75, and I was told to go to 78 to complete the chapter. So first we'll chant text number 75. Aradhyatma pradam devam,
Aradhyatma pradam devam,
Aradhyatma pradam devam,
Aradhyatma pradam devam,
Svatmanam jagad ishvaram,
Svatmanam jagad ishvaram,
Ko vrinita gunasparsham,
Ko vrinita
gunasparsham, Buddhasya narakepiyat, Buddhasya narakepiyat, Aradhyatma pradam devam, Svatmanam jagad ishvaram, Ko vrinita gunasparsham, Buddhasya narakepiyat. Please chant. Aradhyatma pradam devam, Svatmanam jagadishvaram, Kovinita gunasparsham, Buddhasya narakepiyat. Aradhyatma pradam devam, Svatmanam jagadishvaram, Ko vrinita gunasparsham, Buddhasya narakepiyat. Aradhyatma pradam devam, Svatmanam jagadishvaram, Kovrinita gunasparsham, Buddhasya narakepiyat. Aradhyatma pradam devam, Svatmanam jagadishvaram, Kovrinita gunasparsham, Buddhasya Narakepiyat Aradhyatma Pradam Devam Svatmanam Jagadishvaram Kovrinita Gunasparsham Buddhasya Narakepiyat Aradhyatma Pradam Devam Svatmanam Jagadishvaram Kovrinita Gunasparsham Buddhasya Narakepiyat Aradhyatma
Excuse me, Aradhya, after worshipping, Atmapradam, who gives himself, Devam, the Lord, Svaatmanam, the most dear, Jagad Ishvaram, the Lord of the universe. Kaha, what, Vrinita, would choose, Gunasparsham, material happiness, Buddha, intelligent person, Syat, is, Narake, in hell, Api, even, Yat, which, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The ultimate goal of all ambitions is to become a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If an intelligent man serves the most dear Lord, who gives himself to his devotees, how can he desire material happiness, which is available even in hell? Purport. An intelligent man will never aspire to become a devotee to achieve material happiness. That is the test of a devotee. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kamaye mama janmani janmani svare bhavatad bhaktir ahoy tuki twayi. CC Antya Lila 2029 Shikshastakam verse 4. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. A pure devotee never begs the Lord for material happiness in the shape of riches, followers, a good wife, or even mukti. The Lord promises, however, yoga kshemam vaham yaham. Bhagavad Gita 9:22. I voluntarily bring everything necessary for my service. Aradhyatma pradam devam svatmanam jagadishvaram kovrinita gunasparsham buddhasyan narake piyat. So we'll read the translations for text 76. Might as well do Sanskrit also. Tadidam mamador janyam balisyasya mahiyasi kshantum arhasi matastvam tistya garbo mritohitaha. Translation. O my mother, O best of all women, I am a fool. Kindly excuse me for whatever offenses I have committed. Your 49 sons have been born unhurt because of your devotional service. As an enemy, I cut them to pieces, but because of your great devotional service, they did not die. Text 77. Shishuka uvacha indrastaya bhyanujan gyataha shuddha bhavena tushtaya marudabhi saha tamnatva jagamatri divam prabhu. Translation. Shishukadev Goswami continued, Diti was extremely satisfied by Indra's good behavior. Then Indra offered his respects to his aunt with profuse obeisances, and with her permission he went away to the heavenly planets with his brothers, the Maruts. Text 78. Evam te sarvam akyatam yanmam tvam paripritchasi mangalam marutam janma kimbuya katayami te. Translation. My dear King Parikshit, I have replied as far as possible to the questions you have asked me, especially in regard to this pure auspicious narration about the Maruts. Now you may inquire further, and I shall explain more. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 6th canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Diti Vows to King to Kill King Indra. Om Jnana Tramandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschachadesha Tarane Vancha Kaupa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So it is my great pleasure and honor to be here this morning with so many wonderful devotees here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, and to see all of your bright, smiling, shining faces. So please give me your blessings kripaya aap sab aashirwad dijiye, that I can speak for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, what is our motivation for devotional service? Why we engage in the service of Lord Krishna? Lord Krishna explains in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that people come to Krishna consciousness for four reasons. Chaturvidha bhajante mam janaha sukritino juna artuatartati jigyasur jnani cha bharata shabha. And people, they come because they're feeling some distress, or they want some wealth, or they're interested in a new cell phone, or they're curious, inquisitive, or another option is they're desiring real knowledge about spiritual life, the absolute truth. Prabhupada writes in the purport today, the test of a real devotee. The test of a devotee is that he does not approach Krishna for material happiness. He approaches him for pure devotional service. So, materially distressed, that would be someone desiring material happiness. Someone who is desiring wealth, that is definitely someone desiring material happiness. And someone who's inquisitive, that also could be some material happiness, just trying to satisfy his curiosity. So the real, to pass the tests, we should approach the Supreme Lord for pure devotional service. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoituki twayi. We should approach the Supreme Lord for unmotivated devotional service and nothing else. And that will help us to pass the test. So, we hear today also in today's verse that we should not approach the Supreme Lord for sense gratification, because sense gratification is available even in hell. And who wants to go to hell? So, once there was a man, and he died, he left his body, and he came to the gates of Vaikuntha. Sri Sri Gornitai ki jai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Sri Sri Radhasham Sundar ki jai. And the angel at the gate said, you have a few varieties of destinations available to you. Let me show you a few different places. So he brought him to this one place. There was tremendous sense gratification available. There was gambling, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating. And this person had enjoyed gambling when he was here on the Earth planet. So he put some money in what's called a slot machine. He pulled the stick, and if the right combination comes up, you get money back. You know, money comes, so much money comes. So he pulled the stick and it came, you know, cherry, 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 and so much money came. And he said, this is great. I am staying here. So the angel said, okay, you can stay there. And after a few weeks, the angel came back and he met the man and he said, so are you happy here? And he said, this is boring. Every time I pull the stick, I win. I always win. This is so boring. You know, this place is like heaven, but if I knew it would be like this, I might have chosen the other place. So the angel said, this is the other place. Because no matter how much sense gratification we get, we'll never be satisfied. It is only when one gets devotional service to Krishna that one gets real satisfaction. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje ahoituki apratiyata yayatma suprasidati. that the ultimate occupation, Savai Pumsam, Pumsam means human being, Paro, topmost, Dharmo, occupation, the topmost occupation for a human being, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo, Yato Bhaktir Adhoksaje, is bhakti, devotional service unto Adhoksaje, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. There should be two different characteristics of that devotional service, ahoituki and apratiyata. Ahoituki means uninterrupted and unmotivated, and apratiyata means unmotivated, uninterrupted. Unmotivated and uninterrupted. And as a result of this unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service, Yayatma, the Atma, the soul, becomes supersedity. Precedity means happy, satisfied. Who here is looking for happiness and satisfaction that's uninterrupted? Everybody. So su means very much. Su, Superman, like super precedity, super happy, super peaceful, super satisfied. So this feeling of satisfaction is only available to the bhakta, to the devotee, the worshipper of Krishna. Just sense gratification, more money, more intoxication, more gambling, more meat eating, this will never fully satisfy the self. So before we continue this discussion, I just want to briefly review the chapter, what we've been discussing so far. We hear about Shukadev Goswami is explaining to Maharaj Parikshit. And he's talking about Diti. So she was very angry at Lord Indra because Diti, she blamed Indra for the loss of her sons. So she wanted to kill Indra. So she took a vow to kill Lord Indra. So she approached her husband, Kasyapa Muni, and got a benediction from him. And he blessed her. If you follow this vrata very carefully, these vows very carefully, you will get a son that can kill Indra. But if you don't follow properly, you will get a son that will be a friend of Indra. So there were so many details of how she had to very strictly follow this vow. And then one night, due to her tiredness and weakness from following all this fasting and vows so strictly, she lost her concentration and she went to sleep after eating without washing her mouth and hands and feet. And then Indra, he took the opportunity because she broke her vow. He entered within the womb and tried to kill the child. He cut the child into 7 pieces within the womb. It was like an abortion attempt. But the child lived in 7 pieces. And then he cut those 7 pieces into 7 pieces again. So there were 49 pieces, and they were still living. One time, Lokanath Swami Maharaj, he asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, how is it that when you have a worm and you cut worm into 2 pieces, both pieces still live? What is happening with the worm?" So Prabhupada answered that another soul, another atma, goes into the second piece of the worm, so it becomes 2 living entities, individual, 2 souls in 2 worms. So the same way Indra, he cut the child of Diti into 49 parts. And each of those 49 parts had an individual soul. And in this way, they were all living. So the Maruts were alive. And as we hear, as we come to the end of this chapter, there was no enmity between Diti and Indra. You know, Indra explained what had happened. He took pardon from Diti. He offered obeisances to her. She pardoned him. And because they're both devotees of Krishna, even though they had this big misunderstanding between them and this enmity, there was unity and diversity. And This is the way of life of devotees. That sometimes we'll have disagreements, sometimes there'll be misunderstandings, sometimes there may even be bitterness, like in the case Diti was very angry at Indra, and even Indra tried to perform murder. But despite all this, their problems were resolved because they're both devotees of Krishna and they're endeavoring to serve Krishna. So similarly, whenever we have challenges together as a society, as individuals, as a community, we should always remember that we should keep Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar in the center of our relationships, and then we'll be able to solve all our problems. And the best way to remember to keep Krishna in the center is by constantly chanting his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today's verse is very beautiful because Indra is glorifying devotional service, service to Lord Krishna. He says, Aradyat Mahapradam Devam, that of all the worship, the topmost worship is that of the Lord, Devam. And who is that Lord? He is Atma Pradam, means Atma, his soul, Pradam. Pradam means to give. That Krishna gives himself to his devotee. Just like we hear in Damodar Leela, how Mother Yashoda ties up Lord Krishna. And he's in this way, he's giving himself to her. He's allowing her to control him. Sva Atmanam Jagad Ishvaram. He's the most dear and he's the Lord of the universe. So with such a wonderful Lord who gives himself to his devotee, also we hear in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna becomes the servant of Arjuna. He drives the chariot, Partasarthi. Senayor ubayor madye ratam stapaya mechuta yavade tan niriksheham yodu kamana vastitan kirmaya sahayodavyam asmin rana samudyame. That Arjuna asked Krishna to drive his chariot to the center of the two armies so he could see what is happening. And this is actually coming up in a few days. On Saturday is the Moksha Ekadashi, the day that Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, that this is happening. So then we see how Arjuna is receiving the mercy of Krishna. Krishna is giving himself to his devotee. So with such a wonderful Lord, then devotional service to this Lord is the greatest thing. Who would want anything else? Who would want sense gratification? Who would want meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling? These things are available even in hell. So why would anyone want anything that's available in hell? Once Srila Prabhupada was talking with some devotees and telling them how to preach. And he told them about one Christian preacher who was preaching to some coal miners. So the coal miners were asking the Christian preacher, why should we worship your God? So then the preacher said, oh, if you don't worship God, you'll go to hell. And they said, what is hell like? And they said, the preacher said, it's very dark, it's very damp, there's no light. And the coal miner said, no problem, sounds just like our coal mine. And then the preacher was thinking how to make them understand. So the preacher said, in hell, there are no newspapers. So then the coal miners became a little bit afraid. Yes, we will worship your God. We'll take it up. But actually, we hear in descriptions of Bhagavatam that in Narak, in hellish planets, it's very light. There are all kinds of serpents with jeweled heads. You know, there is sense gratification in the hellish planets. And so much sense gratification is there. People can have so much drinking, so much intoxication. They have very strong bodies that they can enjoy sense gratification. Pum sam striya maituni bhava metan turor mitu hridaya grantimahu atogri hakshetra sutapta viter janasya mohoyam ahamameti. They develop through this sensual attraction to each other, very, very powerful sense of false ego, aham mameti. But this sensual enjoyment, sexual enjoyment, it never gives real satisfaction, because here in this material world, it's just like chewing the chewed, as Prahlad Maharaj says. Matirna krishne paratasvatova mitobi padyeta grihavratanam atogriha ananta gobira tamisram puna punas charvata charvananam. Thank you. So trying to enjoy sense gratification in this material world, whether it's highest planetary systems, heavenly planets, to the lowest planetary systems, the hellish planets, they're all places of repeated birth and death where there's some sense gratification, but so much suffering also. Abrahma bhuvana loke punaravartino juna mamupeta tukanteya punarjanma navidyate. So we need to attain a higher taste, and only by this higher taste will we be fully satisfied. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasi dehinaha rasavarjam rasopyasya param drisvanavartate. So only by getting a higher taste will we become fully satisfied in this world. And whether it's a hellish planet or the heavenly planets, this material sense gratification will never bring any satisfaction. The solution is unmotivated devotional service to Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport by quoting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fourth Shikshastakam verse. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoituki twayi. In 1991, I was in JFK Airport in New York, and I met one devotee dressed very nicely in suit and tie. And he stopped me and he said, do you play in a band? I had a guitar, I had my trumpet, I had my long hair, which is long gone now. And I said, yes, I play in a band. He said, which band do you play in? I said, the band is called the Om Band. And he said, oh, do you know what Om means? I said, no. So he said, here, I'll show you. So he took Srimad Bhagavatam and looked in the index and was reading to me about how Om means the impersonal representation of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was very such nice gentleman. He said, would you like to keep the book? And I said, yes. I said, would you like to have a donation? He said, yes. So I gave him $3. This was 1991. 1 year later, I met him in the New York temple. We were both shaved up in saffron. I said, do you remember me? He says, no. I said, 1 year ago, you sold me Srimad Bhagavatam for $3. He said, $3? That's a $5 book. You owe me $2. He was a very nice gentleman, and as I was walking away in the airport, I dropped $20 from my pocket accidentally. And he called me back, hey, come back, you dropped this, this is yours. So I was amazed, this devotee is so honest. So I had associated with devotees a few times before. I knew I liked prasadam. I knew I liked kirtan. I liked these devotees, but I could not understand their philosophy. So I decided, let me try to read this book, Bhagavatam, from one cover to the next and understand everything. So as Krishna's will would have it, my flight was late. I sat down, I started reading Srimad Bhagavatam. The first part of Srimad Bhagavatam, the introduction, is the life story of Lord Chaitanya. And that culminates in the Shikshastakam prayers. So I remember the first time I read those Shikshastakam prayers. And when I came to this verse, the fourth verse of Shikshastakam, I was thinking, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. I should read this every day. So this is the verse that really touched my heart and really impressed me about the unique value and opportunity that Krishna consciousness gives. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoituki twaiti. Nadanam, this person does not want wealth. Najanam, he doesn't want fame. Nasundarim, he doesn't want beautiful women, or for women, beautiful men. Nakavitam, he doesn't want mukti. So I was thinking, this is amazing. 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 And this person is not interested in these four things. This person wants mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahoituki twayi. He just wants birth, mama, my janmani, birth, janmanishvare, birth after birth after birth, bhavatad bhaktir ahoituki twayi. He wants ahoituki bhakti, unmotivated devotional service, birth after birth. So I was thinking, what is this ahoituki bhakti? What is this unmotivated devotional service? I should make it one of the goals of my life to try to understand what is this ahoituki bhakti. So I'm still trying to understand it today. But I'm coming closer and had some shadow glimpses and realizations. And in this way, I'm experiencing, by Krishna's mercy and mercy of Vaishnavas, some taste. Otherwise, how I could stay here in the association of the devotees? And you are also experiencing some taste, obviously. Otherwise, how you could all come to Bhagavatam class on such a cold morning? So I congratulate all of you on this wonderful opportunity and experience of coming into contact with Krishna consciousness and this wonderful culture of devotional service that Srila Prabhupada has offered to all of us. And we're so grateful to him. And this wonderful culture we see with Diti and with Indra. With even, they have so many differences amongst each other. They have this culture of respect and mutual appreciation because of their devotional service to Lord Krishna. So I'm going to stop here and ask if there are any questions or comments. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhu?
Hare Krishna, probably a very nice lecture. One thing I was thinking, as this verse is spoken by Lord Indra, he said the ultimate goal of ambitions is to become a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as we see, the two big personalities, Brahma and Indra, committed offense in the lotus feet of Brahma. When Shiva Dakshai Vishnu, they approached Shiva Dakshai Vishnu when Earth planet came with them. So Lord Vishnu said, you go and take birth on the earth. Krishna is arriving on earth. He is taking birth. So Lord Brahma and Lord Indra didn't take birth to serve Krishna. So that's why they committed offense on the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. Now Indra is saying the words that we should serve. So without serving Krishna, there is possibility we can offense on the lotus feet of the Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu, for warning us of the dangers of the material energy. Devyesha gunamayi mama maya dratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. That the material energy is so dangerous that even we can be a great exalted personality like Indra and still we may commit some offense. So therefore, we're very fortunate that we are surrounded by devotees who can protect us and remind us of our precarious condition and also correct us when we make mistake.
Thank you.
Prabhuji, you would like to make a point? Yes, and then we have Prabhu in the front, and I think that'll probably wind it up. Go ahead, Prabhu.
It's not a question, and I'm wondering maybe what I'm going to ask is actually not. You mentioned that the hellish planets, the lower planetary systems and the hellish planets, I think there is a difference, like the hellish or the narakas are different from the seven lower planetary systems.
As far as the cosmology, topography, I'm not so clear on the technical points, but my understanding is that hellish planets, Narak Lok is part of that lower planetary system chain. It is included, inclusive.
As far as I read, it's different, it's even lower than there.
Okay.
And in hell, there's only punishments. Oh. But the lower planetary systems are considered to be like hellish planets only because, but a lot of enjoyment is there, that's right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change any meaning of the wonderful lecture. It's a really very nice lecture, everything. It was a little bit on my mind and I thought take space.
Okay, thank you for raising the point. Prabhuji wanted to say something?
Prabhuji, I have a comment and one question.
Okay.
So I ask the question. Then, after getting your answer, I will say the comment.
Okay.
The question is, what Yogananda Goswami asked Prabhupada, when the earth one was cut into two pieces, both the pieces remain alive.
Yes.
Atma itself is divided into two pieces.
No, Atma is not divided into two pieces. Nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, na chainam kledyantapo, na shoshasi marutaha. That the Atma, the soul, cannot be cut by any weapon, cannot be burnt by the fire, cannot be wet by the water, cannot be dried by the wind. The Atma is never cut. So when the sharir, when the body of the worm is cut, the Atma goes in one half and Naya Atma, new Atma, goes in the other half. Like that. Same with the Maruts, that the embryo of Diti was cut in 49 pieces. It's not that the Atma was also cut in 49 pieces. Then different, alag alag, different Atmas went into each piece. Each Atma is eternally individual. Na tvam evaham jatu nasam, na tvam neme janadipaha, na chaiva na bhavishyamaha, sarve vayam ataparam. That Krishna says, never was there time I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor will there ever be a time any of us cease to be. So every Atma is individual. Wherever you have a living entity, you have six signs of the living entity being present. He's born, he grows, he maintains, he produces byproducts, children, he dwindles, and then he dies. So wherever you have these six symptoms of the living entity, an Atma is present there. So the Atma is not divided, it's not cut into pieces. If you cut a worm into two pieces, as Prabhupada said to Lokanath Maharaj, one Atma is in one piece, the original Atma, and another Atma, new Atma, goes into second piece. Is that clear? Okay, good.
But there is, it's a related question, but there is a concept that the travels of Atma, as it is told in the scriptures, it comes down to the rainfall, it enters some crops, and it is taken by the wave person. Then it penetrates in the womb of the ladies. Now, within the womb of the ladies,
how did it go from the womb of the worm lady into the second piece of the worm? Is that your question? Yeah. I don't know. This is seems to be different technique than the rain and the grains and going to the womb. It seems to be a special arrangement, just like with Indra and Diti and the Maruts, the 49 Maruts. It's not that somehow Kasyapa had to show up again with 49 new seeds. No, it just automatically, not to say automatically, by the arrangement of the Lord, it has taken place. Okay, I've answered to the best of my capacity.
Now the comment is...
Yes.
I congratulate you for the excellent lecture you have delivered. And it appears to you have justified the name given by your Gurudev, Yaglopo. Yaglopo is a very respected man in the Sanatana Dharma. In spite of incorporation of his Guru, he was glorified in his profession.
Thank you very much. So now it is 9 o'clock. I was asked to end at 9 o'clock. So any other points, questions, we can speak personally. Thank you very much. Grantarashman Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tagore Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.